Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I don't normally cover recent crimes and unsolved mysteries often. I often tend to cover lesser-known cases from the 80s and 90s in this series. Recently, though, I have been bombarded with non-stop requests to cover this story. And after looking into this case, I can honestly say I feel a duty to cover this and share it with you all. It's admirable to join the military, to essentially put your immediate future on hold to defend the rights of our great country. But from the many stories I have been sent over the years, I have learned that the military is steeped with dark secrets and less than adequate treatment. This case is sadly no different. This case deals with a young woman serving in the U.S. Army who mysteriously vanished just a few months ago. This is the disturbing unsolved case of Vanessa Guillen. Before I jump right into the details of Vanessa's disappearance, I'd like to take a moment to give you a little background on her. Vanessa was born on September 30th, 1999. She is of Hispanic descent and currently is 20 years old with black hair and brown eyes. She is roughly 5 feet 2 inches tall and somewhere around 126 pounds. From the time she was in high school, she knew she wanted to join the U.S. Army. When she joined the Army, her sister said she was very excited. Vanessa was very close to her family, but in particular, she was very close to her sister, Myra. At the time, Vanessa was a small arms repairer with the 3rd Cavalry Regiment. This would seemingly be great for Vanessa until she got to Fort Hood. Things seemed to change for Vanessa here. Rightfully worried, Vanessa's mom asked what was bothering her, as she really seemed off recently. Her mom had noticed that her sleeping pattern was inconsistent and she was becoming withdrawn. Eventually, Vanessa began to tell her mom about how she was being sexually harassed by one of her sergeants at Fort Hood. Despite trying as hard as she could, Vanessa's mom could not get her to share the name of the sergeant in fear she would get in trouble. Vanessa would detail how this sergeant would follow her around on her runs and how he would watch her while she exercised. It made her feel very uncomfortable and undoubtedly unsafe. Vanessa's mom wanted to put an end to this altogether, but she begged her mom to let her handle it. And that is exactly what she was going to do. But then, she went missing. It was early afternoon on April 22nd, 2020, and Vanessa Guillen was spotted in the parking lot of the Regimental Engineer Squadron Headquarters, located at Fort Hood. Vanessa was wearing a black shirt, light purple leggings, and black Nike shoes. She has a tattoo of a cross with a flower on her left arm, a mountain with a circle on her left shoulder, and another flower on her left arm as well. Vanessa was working in the armory at the time she went missing. Her keys, wallet, ID, and various other personal belongings were found on the floor. Aside from this information, no one has seen or heard from Vanessa. Now, from the little information we know so far, It seems like this case is shrouded in mystery. Who is this sergeant? And can we potentially figure out, through documentation at the fort, who this person is? According to reports from the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, special agents have been assigned to the case. They have offered a reward of $15,000 for any information leading to Vanessa's whereabouts. This reward was bumped up to $25,000, and then recently was bumped up even more to $50,000. There have been many speculations and connections to other cases from Fort Hood, but for the sake of respect and to keep this video at a consumable length, I won't cover that. But if you would like to look more into that, I will provide information to that in the description. Chris Gray, the spokesman for the Army CID, said we are completely committed to finding Vanessa and aggressively going after every single piece of credible information and every lead in this investigation. We will not stop until we find Vanessa. Vanessa's sister, Myra, made a Facebook post saying her phone was tracked to Belton, Texas, which is roughly 20 minutes from Fort Hood. That would be the last time her phone would be pinged, and anyone would hear from her. At this point, it has been nearly 2 months, and people are starting to get very frustrated with the lack of information coming from the investigation. Gloria Guillen, Vanessa's mom, said, 2 months have passed, and we know nothing. 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 What's happened? What happened on that base? Why did my daughter disappear?" It would be hard to disagree with her at this point. There should be some sort of open communication with the family on this matter. Gloria went on to say, "I can't bear any more. Not one day more because I'm not sleeping and I'm in bad health," she said, adding that she wants someone from outside the base to investigate. Vanessa's case was starting to gain mainstream attention, with nationally known names like actress Salma Hayek starting a campaign to keep her social media images a picture of Vanessa until she is found. Other social media celebrities and YouTube creators have shared this case with their audiences as well. Horror YouTuber Nightmare Files has been out on numerous searches himself in hopes to locate Vanessa. Domingo Garcia, the president of the League of United Latin American Citizens, pledged $25,000 to the reward for any information leading to Vanessa's whereabouts. Domingo said, "This young lady put on the uniform to serve our country. The least we can do is find out where she is now and what we can do to help her." Army officials have said they are focusing search efforts on and off the base. They are working in collaboration with non-military authorities as well. The allegations of sexual assault have been refuted, making this case more controversial than it should be. The Army CID said it has found a, quote, "no credible information or report that Vanessa was assaulted." The information has been scarce, but those who are working closely with the Army claim work is being done and information will come in time. I know normally I don't cover recent cases often, but I just felt this case can be solved and can be solved soon. I have faith someone will come forward and share some information that will help the Guillen family find answers. Vanessa has a family, a boyfriend, friends, and so many other people who miss her and want her to return home. This video shows just how dedicated the local community is to finding answers for Vanessa. It is a powerful and moving thing to see. This case is still active and could use any help. If you have any information that may help progress this investigation in finding Vanessa Guillen, please contact the Army CID at 254-287-2700. 2522 or the military police desk at 254-288-1170. You can help even further by sharing this video to spread the word about Vanessa's disappearance. You can also donate to the investigation fund at findvanessaguillen.com/donate. Thanks for watching this mini documentary on what happened to Vanessa Guillen. It is truly tragic that something like this can happen, even in our military. I truly hope that we can find answers and justice will be served. If you enjoyed this video, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this gets, the more YouTube and all the other platforms will promote this to fresh new eyes, and all the eyes we can get on this case will help us out a ton. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day in all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in my podcast, or a case that you would like to see covered on the documentary series, be sure to submit that information or story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, a story like yours that helped keep this channel going. You can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts online. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.